Tuned to the Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm David Hyde. And we've been asking you whether you think you're better off economically than your parents. It's a timely question. Income inequality is top of mind for many Americans right now, including our leader-in-chief, President Obama. Obama is expected to echo the many lawmakers calling for minimum wage raises in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. But why has income inequality taken center stage? Last week, we spoke about this topic with economist Dean Baker. Today, we've got Jim McTague on the line. He's Washington editor at Barron's. Hi, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Jim, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
So this has been an issue for many years. Why are people talking about income inequality in 2014?
Well, you know, it's an easy topic for the president to talk about in an election year. I mean, it's a no-brainer to suggest raising the minimum wage, because studies show that raising the minimum wage really doesn't impact the job market at all. So, it helps improve slightly the life of people at the bottom of the economic ladder. It doesn't address the more serious problem of how do we get rid of this unemployment that we've had, and how do we eliminate poverty, period.
Well, why do you think it's such a pressing issue right now, 2014?
Because it's an election year. The drama, the Democrats are in trouble right now because of the disastrous rollout of Obamacare, which eclipsed the disastrous government shutdown by the Republicans. And so the Democrats really have to have the president change the subject and try to move voters away from the fiasco and hope that the Obamacare computer system gets better by the end of March.
Jim McTague is Washington editor at Barron's, and we're talking about the State of the Union. In part, President Obama expected to highlight income inequality in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. And Jim, what specific proposals are you expecting?
Well, again, I think he will suggest raising the minimum wage, and he's playing on populist politics on the one hand, but he's also anticipating what I call the idiocy of the Republican Party. They oppose raising the minimum wage, and they'll trot out some ancient studies that show that when you raise a minimum wage, you lose some employment at the bottom end of the wage spectrum. But there was a big 2010 study by Berkeley professors that showed that this is not the case. There might be some loss of jobs in some depressed areas of the country, but in other areas, like your own state, when you raise the minimum wage, it generally has no effect on employment whatsoever.
And so you think it's mostly politics?
It's purely politics. Both parties are playing to their base. The president, instead of having to address the real serious problems with our economy, will use the minimum wage as a panacea. And the Republicans, whose message is that the president is really standing in the way of economic growth, will use the minimum wage as an example of obstructionism and economic destruction. And both of them are using hyperbole, and they're, treating the American public like we're a bunch of idiots and that we'll buy all this garbage.
Jim McTague is Washington editor at Barron's. But Jim, I'm picturing a listener out there who currently earns the minimum wage and just kind of going, oh, it's not just about politics to me. That's easy for him to say. What's your response?
Well, no, as I said, an increase in the minimum wage will help that person, but marginally. He's probably working. It depends where he's working. If he's working in a small town in the Midwest, there are towns in the Midwest now where if you work at McDonald's, you can afford a house because real estate prices are low, the cost of living is low. But if you're in Seattle, the gulf between a minimum wage worker and the person who makes the amount of money you need to live in Seattle is pretty vast. And so the increase will only help that person marginally.
Yeah. Our current wage in Washington State's $9.32 an hour. It's the highest minimum in the country. People are talking about trying to get it up to $15 an hour here in Seattle. Oregon actually has the second highest minimum wage, though, in the country. Do you think the Northwest has helped shape the national debate about the minimum wage at all?
No. What happens is the employer wants to get the best, most productive employee. And so a lot of places will pay more than the minimum wage because if you pay the minimum wage, you have a lot of employee turnover, which is a big cost to employers. Only really stupid businessmen will use the minimum wage and have that kind of turnover. Walmart, I believe, is the biggest employer in the country, and I think they pay most of their half of their employees, the lower paid half, about $12 an hour. So, you would really have to raise the minimum wage to about $15 an hour nationwide to make a significant improvement in the lives of minimum wage workers.
All right, Jim McTague, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Happy to be here.
Jim McTague is the Washington editor for Barron's, telling us about the minimum wage debate here and around the country in the context of President Obama's State of the Union speech tomorrow night that you can hear on KUOW. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.